Hello everyone. I'd like to share with you some of my writings that I do. That's hopefully what this podcast will be, just short stories here and there. So if you guys listen, please leave a comment and let me know what you think of my writing style. If you are interested in purchasing the full length of my story, then definitely get in contact with me. At the very end of my final podcast, because I'll do these in segments, I'll leave the information. So if you guys are interested in purchasing, you definitely can do so. So I like to go ahead and just jump right into this first one. And here we go. Ever wonder what love looks like from happy eyes, or what it looks like or felt from a whole heart would feel like? Not wanting to just feel like what everyone else feels like. I watched my mom prance around like a beautiful gazelle in her natural habitat. Her smile was beautiful. It didn't matter if it was phony. Just the sight of it was enough to calm a million roaring waves. I watched as she would return to her safe zone. She would be vulnerable. The smile that once calmed the hearts of angry bears looked afraid. She looked unsure and real. She looked like a human. I wish I could have had control like that. She could hold the whole world literally without a flinch in the knee. Grace like that is what I have always strived for. Agility to never succumb, all while holding a beautiful smile, was just simply beautiful. Early childhood memories are filled with laughs. Laughs from the soul that I believe that's what carries a person on. The early childhood tears are what teach the heart to repair itself over and over and over again. Tears are the body's mini med packs. They prepare you for life and for war. That's what life brings you with every passing minute, day, or year. I thank my mom for these invaluable lessons, amongst others. Therapists and even some of your friends and family will ask you flat out, or maybe just elude the question of what's your childhood like. Most psychology books and teachings, even in the Bible, will say what happens in your childhood is the early route to your teen and adulthood problems. I'm not here to debunk any of that. I just wish I believed all of those words. I've tried only seeing the positive in every action or event. That's all everything is anyway, events or time blocks in the chain. That's what causes the effects. A beautiful song on a CD will play every time until it reaches a scratch. The more you bump it while it's playing, the sooner the bumps or scratches will appear. Life is the same way through my eyes. Thinking back to what is always asked, my childhood was normal. It was horrible, and I was tormented from the world and the ones with whom I share the same starter genes. Those were the building blocks that I am thankful for today. I try to press forward and be what the world considers responsible and deal with my scratches and learn from everything. I have learned from the greatest because of the troubles I have gone through. My stance may not be as graceful as my mother's, but it's still a stance nonetheless.